Using subatomic particles called muons, particle physicists have made an unlikely discovery. A long-forgotten chamber hidden in the Great Pyramid of Giza. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. It was around 2500 BCE when ancient Egyptians built the Great Pyramid, also known as Khufu's Pyramid. For centuries, this monument stood in the desert, mysterious and largely unexplored since its construction. Archaeologists and treasure hunters mapped out three main chambers in the 19th century, but since that time, no major inner structures have been found despite some exploratory digging. That is, until this year, when physicists employed the humble muon to probe the pyramid. They have found what appears to be a large chamber above a hallway known as the Grand Gallery. There's a lot to take in here, so let's start with the pyramid itself. The pyramid is a royal necropolis, which literally means City of the Dead. Khufu, son of Snefru, second ruler of the 4th dynasty of Egypt, commanded its construction, and despite the erroneous claims of a Greek historian, it was not an army of slaves who built the pyramid, but rather a class of privileged laborers. Egyptologist Mark Lenner, who has spent years investigating the subject, came to this conclusion. He uncovered evidence of an entire city that may have been populated by the workforce. They moved enormous stones, the largest of which weighed in at 9 tons, using only rope and wood as tools. Inside the pyramid are three burial chambers. The bottommost one appears to have been in an incomplete state when the pyramid was sealed. It may be that Khufu originally planned on that being his burial spot, but later changed his mind. The chamber does not appear to have been used. If you were to climb the ascending passage, you would find yourself at a branching pathway. One extends directly into the pyramid to the Queen's Chamber. According to National Geographic, this chamber did not house one of Khufu's deceased queens, but rather may have been reserved to hold a statue of Khufu himself. The ascending passage eventually widens into the Grand Gallery, which is about 28 feet high and 150 feet long. The Grand Gallery is also at an incline, continuing the climb of the ascending passage. At the top end is the entrance into the King's Chamber. The King's Chamber housed the sarcophagus of Khufu. The physicists discovered a space that is above the Grand Gallery and is approximately the same size. No one is really sure what that chamber might be or what its purpose was, but how the heck did they find it in the first place? In the past, archaeologists and people of a less academic mindset would physically dig into the walls of the interior of the pyramid. This is obviously destructive and not a good way to go about it if you don't want to cause harm to the monument itself. A less invasive approach is preferable, but many less invasive strategies are of limited use because they need to be able to penetrate thick stone surfaces. Enter the muon. A muon is a subatomic particle. The subatomic particles most of us are familiar with are protons, neutrons, and electrons. A muon has a negative charge, much like an electron. But muons are more massive than electrons. In fact, a muon is 207 times heavier than an electron. When cosmic rays interact with atoms in our upper atmosphere, one of the byproducts tends to be muons. They were first observed by Carl D. Anderson and Seth Neddermeyer in 1936. Muons belong to the lepton class of particles, which means muons do not react with nuclei or any other particles through the strong nuclear force. That's one of the four fundamental forces in the universe. Muons are not long for this world, either. They exist for just a couple of seconds and then decay by the weak nuclear force, another one of the four fundamental forces of the universe. A muon turns into an electron and two kinds of neutrinos. But the one trait muons have that was of particular use to these physicists was that, at high velocity, a muon can penetrate thick materials. In fact, muons from cosmic rays can penetrate thousands of meters below the surface of the Earth. Essentially, the way they used the muons amounts to this. They used emitters to shoot muons through the pyramid with detectors on the other side from the origin point of the muons. The detectors picked up when muons made it through the stone. While muons can pass through solid stone, some of them do get absorbed or deflected. When muons interact with an atom, they lose some of their energy and decay while ionizing the poor atom they just smashed into. By measuring the number of muons that made it through, the physicists could infer that there was a void present above the Grand Gallery. Essentially, more muons were making it through than they should if the pyramid was just solid rock from the Grand Gallery ceiling to the exterior of the pyramid. Muons moving through a void have fewer atoms to interact with, so they are more likely to continue on their journey. It was by measuring this variation, seeing the spots where more muons made it through, that gave the physicists the information they needed. They used three different approaches to taking these measurements to eliminate the possibility of false results, and they are confident that there is some sort of empty chamber above the Great Gallery. As to what that chamber is, or whether it's actually a series of chambers, that remains a mystery. The scientists want to work with Egyptologists to form hypotheses as to what the chamber might actually be. The team has expressed no desire to do any sort of exploratory digging to verify their findings, as that would obviously cause damage to the pyramid itself. We may never know what the void actually represents, but until this study, we didn't even know there was a void. Particle physics are pretty nifty. To learn more about them and the amazing machines we've built to study our cosmos on the grand and very small scales, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. It's a show that publishes on Wednesdays and Fridays and takes a long, hard look at technology. And sometimes the tech looks back. Speaking of looking back, I'll see you again soon.